Despite prodigious snowfall and perilous roads, renowned Canadian virtuosos Timothy Chui, violin, and Jane Coop, piano, performed for a packed Ravens Cry Theatre and online viewers on Sunday, February 2. The concert was presented by the Coast Recital Society, whose artistic director Denise Ball interviewed the artists before their spellbinding performance. "We discussed the repertoire a few months back," recalled Chui. "We agreed on some pieces that we both were comfortable with, in our repertoire and our fingers. And once we met on Saturday morning, we just went ahead, in rehearsal." "It certainly makes you put all your effort into listening to your partner," added Coop, "paying attention to what's happening, to try to be flexible. It just calls upon everything you have to put together a big program like this in just a few hours." The pair opened with Camille Saint-Saëns's famous showpiece, Danse Macabre, then traversed the technical high-wire act of Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. Chui played the sparkling solo Soulmate by BC-educated composer Kan Nin Chan before the pair brought down the house with Prokofiev's Flute-turned-Violin Sonata, No. 2 in D major. An exuberant standing ovation demanded an encore. Coop and Chui chose the heart-rending intermezzo from the opera Thais by Jules Massenet. Chui's playing, dexterous pizzicato, full-throated bowing, and a tender touch on high notes, meshed sublimely with Coop's masterful interpretations, making every phrase revelatory. There is one more concert in the Coast Recital's 2024-2025 lineup. Details are online at coastrecitalsociety.ca. Definitely Diva is all heart. The Definitely Diva trio of Lynn Dixon, Wendy Hibbard and Patrice Pollock has announced an upcoming concert that will benefit the Sunshine Coast Community Services Building Foundation. All proceeds will go toward the new apartment building project for vulnerable women and children. The vocalists, now in their third decade of making music together, will be backed by a band that includes Miles Black, Christian Brothen, Boyd Norman and Reg Dixon, with Peter Leitz in a supporting role as sound technician. The concert is scheduled to take place at Shadaluk Secondary School on March 14 at 7 p.m. "People could buy tickets for their loved ones for Valentine's Day," wrote Dixon, a faithful Art Beat correspondent. "That's just a thought." Black History Month at GPAG. An upcoming exhibition in the Eve Smart Gallery at the Gibson Public Art Gallery will feature a Pennsylvania-based scientist whose work features a patchwork of historical materials. T. Owens Union was first drawn to visual arts while attending Parsons School of Design in New York City. She experimented with techniques including fashion illustration, drawing, color theory, graphic design, computer-assisted design, and digital layout before submitting work to juried competitions in 2020. "My art is an exploration of African-American cultural identity and experience," said Union. "I also consider how beauty is defined in society." Her collection of digital collage and mixed media, titled Stories That Still Need to Be Told, will open at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery with an in-person talk on Friday, February 14, 2 to 3 p.m. The exhibition will debut officially with a reception on the next day, Saturday, February 15, at 2 p.m. Union's appearance at the gallery is made possible through collaboration between GPAG and the Sunshine Coast Black History Month Collective, which commemorates Black culture at a variety of events across the coast. Free film screening. The Gibson's Public Library plans to present a 2024 documentary by the National Film Board that explores the return of a trans soul singer to public view after vanishing for 40 years. Jackie Shane, who died in 2019, was an American singer who played a prominent part in the Toronto jazz scene of the 1960s. With few recordings of her legendary performances, the film brings Shane to life through her own words, using never-before-heard phone conversations, rotoscope animation, and a newly released song. The diverse ingredients form part of a soundtrack that seals Shane's place as one of the greatest soul performers of the 20th century. In an era when voices like hers were silenced and marginalized, Shane blazed a trail from her native Nashville to the top of the charts and Toronto nightclubs. The library hosts the screening in the Mainel Room on February 19, starting at 6 p.m. while the event is free, Registration is required via gibsonslibrary.ca.